Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound for anxiety and especially for panic attacks. I used to have panic attacks years ago, and so I'm kind of a specialist in this area. So we're going to be doing some sound, playing some sounds that could be really helpful. They're just really relaxing as well, right? And our intention is that there are no more panic attacks. You can totally overcome them. No more drugs, which actually make them worse in the long run. Right? Just no more. Right? Just perfect health. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Share my screen here first. So we've got a gong meditation coming up this Friday, October 7th. It's incredible, a guy, Wayne Marto, who's been doing this just to help people as much as possible. He's really good. So it's in Sausalito here. We also have our next open house is Sunday, October 16th, from 1 to 5 p.m. We go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and have a lot of heart-opening meditations. You get blessed out by the end. We have our classes in Sausalito just started. You could still jump in, half at the Institute, half online. And then we've also got our online classes. Next start time is October 10th, or October 17th. Starts about every 2 weeks. It's all about how sound affects you physically, especially for disease and different issues. Physical issues, and also for pain. Emotionally, to release stuck emotions and transform negative beliefs. Mentally, for brainwave entrainment, especially good for sleep, for creativity, for learning, and for overcoming ADD and blissing out. Right. And then spiritually, which is more about gratitude, sound of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, sound of your soul, and then also the sound of source energy, which I see as all frequencies. So it's a really incredible program. It teaches you many skills to open your own practice. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. And so that's online or at the Institute. We also have a recording program that just started. Completely separate than the sound healing, how to run a digital audio workstation, do recording, mixing, producing. We also teach music theory as well. I wrote the number one sound book in the world in audio recording and producing. And then we've got our voice analysis program. You have to sign up by tomorrow for the next training if you want to get the training on how to use the program if you buy it, or we can just do a treatment on you. We also, in our therapy center, we also do an assessment to find your home note and give you binaural beat brainwave entrainment for delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. That's in our therapy center. Those are the things coming up at the Institute. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you see all of our classes, all of our stuff in the store, which has over 300 products. We've got everything from books and CDs and videos and music and frequency CDs you don't listen to, you play them on the body. We have the Sound Lounge Center under Vibroacoustic Tools, which is sound tables, sound loungers, sound dolphins, sound belts, sound pillows, everything in the world to vibrate you into bliss and get rid of pain. And instruments, we've got alchemy bowls, classic frosted bowls, the quartzophone or crystal harp, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, sansulas, kalimbas, free notes, which is a xylophone, tuning forks as well. And then we've got geometries, we've got all these consciousness raising technologies as well, the iCube, which will take you into another state of consciousness, higher state. We've also selling a Roden coil right now, which will create a scalar wave that will take you out, take you out. So all of that's at soundoflove.com. We also have our research foundation, which has the Medical Sound Association, where we're trying to figure out how to cure every disease in the world. That's all. And also the Sound Education Center, where we're actually looking to change the entire curriculum around the world. We have bi-monthly meetings for each, and you can sign up. If you just go to soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, you'll find all of that. And then we have our therapy center where we have a lot of treatments. We're about to launch our online sound therapy center in about a month, where we'll be doing online treatments, and anybody can sign up to be a practitioner to do treatments for one-on-one treatments. So those are the different things happening here at the Institute. We also have our conference coming up November 9th through the 13th, although the link to sign up is not does not work yet. It'll work on Monday though. It'll be live on Monday. And we've got over 27 researchers and musicians, and there's some amazing ones. We've got some really cool sound baths that we're doing before each. I'm going to play one of those in just a bit. And a lot of just really amazing presentations. So that's at globesoundhealingconference.com, and the registration should be live on Monday. So panic attacks and anxiety. I learned a long time ago that if I did a chakra treatment on myself, I could actually get rid of the panic attack. Put up my chakra treatment here. And I just showed someone this who was handed a young girl, she's only like 16 or so. She was having panic attacks all the time. And I just walked her through it, and it totally helped her. This has helped so many people, including myself, get rid of panic attacks. In fact, I used to have Xanax in my pocket all the time. And after I learned that this will get rid of it, I was able to get rid of my Xanax and get rid of all the fear. See, it can be scary, panic attacks, right? So this process is simply to find the frequency of each of your chakras silently. You don't even have to do it out loud. We will do it out loud now, but I normally never do it out loud. I just do it silently. And you can't get it wrong, so it takes away all anxiety. You can't get it wrong. It's more about a stable, consistent vibration versus a chaotic vibration. And stable, consistent is just any vowel or just any consistent hum, right? Vibrating in each chakra. So it's not critical you get the frequency right, but it's fun. And you might get a frequency that works really well, right? So let me walk you through it. Then I'm going to play some music that's really good for panic attacks too, or for anxiety. Okay. So for each chakra, I always start by asking, where is it at? Right? Just tune into your root chakra and ask yourself, how grounded are you? Are you in your head all the time or in your body? The answers I get are all over the place. A lot of people, more people say they're in their head than in their body. Right? But sometimes people say, oh yeah, I do yoga, I do Qigong, I'm in my body, I do hikes all the time. Or sometimes people will say, I'm in my head a lot. I say, can you get in your body easily? They're like, oh yeah. Or, maybe. All right. So if you are in your head too much, you might really need to feel your body, especially your root chakra. All right. Now, here's the deal. imagine a frequency humming at the base of your spine. Could go even a little lower to the perineum. But imagine it's almost like a sphere of vibration humming at the base of your spine. Again, it's not critical you get the frequency right, but play with different frequencies and see if you can find one in your head, because it's often too low for the voice. Find one in your head and imagine that vibration humming there, a really low frequency that feels perfectly peaceful. Okay, imagine it now, like a little sphere of nice warm vibration. It's interesting. I often have to look for my root chakra, but I can find it pretty easily to be able to feel the base of my spine and also feel gravity pulling you to the center of the earth. That can help ground you. Okay. So feel that vibration. Then let's make it out loud. Too low for me, but I'll try. Let me make sure I've got original sound on so you hear me. Okay. Okay, now listen for a sound that will work well at the second chakra just below the belly button. And you can ask yourself, do you let go of emotions easily or do you hold on to them? Often when you have hold on to emotions, you get some digestion issues, right? Also, how are you around sensuality? Got any blockages there? Okay. So check in first with the second chakra. Is it humming or is it buzzing? Is it stagnant or is it overactive? All right. The answers I get for emotions, a lot of people are learning these days to let go of things. People sometimes are still holding on. Sometimes I've gotten really good at letting go, but sometimes I hold on, to things. I can't believe they did that. Stop that little loop, right? Okay, so listen for frequency humming consistently just below your belly button. Get it humming. Peacefully. Okay, now make it out loud. Again, if you're really having panic attacks, don't even bother making sound. It's too much work. It's really too much work. I really don't recommend it. But if you're just having regular anxiety, and you're up for it, go ahead and do the sound of it. Ooh. Nice. Okay. Then tune into your third chakra at your solar plexus and ask yourself, are you above people where you're frustrated, upset, or even angry? Or below people where you're insecure or not good enough, or equal to people in your power. The answers I get are all over the place. A lot of people are a little insecure, right? Nice to do the no sound. No! Out loud, full volume, if you're not feeling good enough. Or if you're over people feeling upset, often put my hand over my solar plexus to help calm it down. Listen for a frequency humming consistently, the natural frequency of your solar plexus. Again, you can't get it wrong as long as it's consistent, stable, which is like any vowel. Let it just vibrate there in your solar plexus. I feel a little bit of a buzz around my solar plexus. And then make it out loud. Again, do whatever frequency feels right for you. Take more time than we're doing it here. I'm kind of rushing through it. But you want to take more time and tone it and let it vibrate there for at least a couple minutes. Okay. Heart questions. How open is your heart? How much love do you have in your life? So cool. It's often I can't tell when I see people how open their heart is. I thought I would be able to, but often, you know, I'll talk to someone and they're like, oh, I have so much love in my life. I'm like, really? That's so cool. Don't have to work on that area, right? But if you're not really running love or there's no love in your life, right? This is an important one. One of my favorites, just send the sound of love to your heart. But get a sound vibrating there, a loving, warm vibration. Imagine it vibrating in your heart chakra. And make it out loud. Nice. Again, spend more time on it. You can do more time on each one later. Okay, throat chakra. You able to express yourself freely? Kind of a problem for women because men have been squashing the throat chakra of women for tens of thousands of years. Even men have a hard time because they don't know how to be balanced. Right? We didn't have good mentors. We had cocky ones. Right? Are you also able to make sound freely? Listen for your throat chakra sound and get it vibrating there. My throat chakra is buzzing a little bit. Feels good. So amazing that doing this will overcome any tension, any little buzz, any little anxiety in each chakra completely. Now make the sound. Like that one. I think my throat chakra needed the most work. Okay, now go to the third eye. How good is your intuition? Do you trust it? Is your third eye open? How good is your vision in life? How clear are your thoughts? It took me a while to be able to tune into whether my third eye is stagnant or overactivated. Feel a little bit of a third eye headache right now. Imagine a sound there. Get it vibrating consistently. Be a higher frequency. Make the sound of it. Well, that was effective. Okay. Then there's the crown chakra. Are you able to connect to spirit at will? If not, do you have a spiritual practice? Right. Are you able to open your crown at will? Are you able to run energy? Listen for a frequency. In the center of your head, some people go to the top of the head and get it vibrating consistently, super high frequency, as high as you can imagine, or whatever feels good. I can't do it out loud. If it's way above, it's way above that. Just imagine it. Okay, nice. Now do a frequency sweep from the crown chakra all the way down to the root chakra. And feel each one as you go by. If you notice one's not humming very well and receiving and transmitting the flow, then spend some more time on that one until you get it really humming. Let's go from low to high. Ooh, feel each one as you go by it. And then back down. Smooth flow, kundalini flow through all the chakras. Just that would get rid of the panic attack. Not only get rid of them, but make me blissed out. Right? This is so effective, right? Really worth trying. If you know anybody with anxiety, walk them through it or just practice it yourself. I like to do it before I get out of bed. I also like to use colors as well. I found the colors with the sound are really effective. And you don't have to use the traditional colors. See, here are the traditional colors. Red, orange, yellow, gold, green, pink, blue, purple, violet, white. I like to use clear light as well. But you could try different colors when you're doing it. You know, maybe you need a blue. I really like gold for the root chakra, right? Maybe you need a different color today for that chakra. So try different colors. I also use archangels and ascended masters for each chakra. This is really, really effective. I do this before I get out of bed where I have an archangel or ascended master for every chakra. Got Babaji and Raphael for the root, then Saint Germain and Archangel Michael, or Saint Germain for the second, Michael for the third, Christ Energy, Mother Mary for the fourth, and I throw in Kuan Yin a lot. Saint Francis and the Hathors for the throat, Metatron, especially Gabriel for the third eye, and then Thoth, I've been using Ra lately, and Aragon, I've got my own little being that helps me connect, and Eagle Heart, my own little being that helps me connect my crown. So that resonates with you. You can try that. You can even do a search for ascended masters and archangels and see which ones resonate with you for each chakra. Right? Just play with it. If that's too weird, don't tell anybody. Okay, so that's the treatment right there for all the different chakras, right? We're not subscribing to the notes. Different people, different countries have different notes. There's so many different ways of doing chakras. We're not even doing the standard frequencies, you know. Just do it, find it yourself. Find in yourself. That's really the deal, right? Okay. Let me play for you Unconditional Love, which has helped me dramatically. I remember when I had panic attacks, I would play this song on guitar and start crying, and a panic attack would go away completely. I was working with some Parkinson's patients, and this one woman, she goes, "Dave, Parkinson's is like having a panic attack all the time." I'm like, holy moly. So I played this song for her, and within 5 minutes, she was crying, and her tremors from the Parkinson's were completely gone. Let me find it for you here. This is a 6-minute version of Unconditional Love. Okay, enjoy. Thank you. Another song that's really effective is Calm Sleep. Let me just play a minute of this. We might fall asleep if I play too much of it. No. Let me play just a minute. This is like, I had this one woman who runs a billion-dollar foundation, and she said this song saved her life when she was having panic attacks. So, let me find it here. Here we go. Okay, Calm Sleep. We got our version of this. It's got binaural beats and delta in it as well, so it helps put your whole brain to rest as well. So that's our Calm Sleep CD. But one of my favorites is the Chakra Guided Meditation. Oh my God, this one is so cool. So let me play it for you, and you can watch the visuals of it as well. Okay, this is on YouTube. You can do a search for Chakra Guided Meditation, 10 to 432, David Gibson. You'll find it. Okay, this is 16 minutes. Enjoy this one. Oh, you'll need headphones. You won't hear the bass frequencies on the computer speakers, so you really need headphones for this one, so you might go get them. Okay, or unless you got a good stereo going on. Okay, enjoy this one. Really good for panic attacks and anxiety.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. Thank you. first chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye, first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra. Thank you.
Nothing like a 5 minute slow fade, huh? And also tuning into multiple things at once. It's really a measure of anxiety. Kind of relax. Okay, got one more to play for you. This is Satya, myself, doing the sound bath for the conference. And it is so sweet. So, check this out. Go full screen. And here we go. Enjoy. Thank you. hold that energy for the rest of the evening. Weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes of never any panic attacks or anxiety again. Only peace and joy. Thanks for listening and take care.